Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today begins the month of the Holy Rosary, and so it's very fitting that we also celebrate a saint whose spirit is so evidently Marian in its character, Saint Therese of Lisieux, who is a doctor of the Church, a virgin and a doctor of the Church, who gave the Church a deeper understanding of the way of humility, the humility of the little way. She, just before going to heaven, just within months before being taken to heaven, she told her mother superior that, "I feel that my mission is just beginning, my mission of making others love the good Lord as I love him, and giving to souls my little way." She said, "It's the way of spiritual childhood, the way of confidence and total abandonment to God." Father Jamart, a Carmelite priest, in his book, Complete Spiritual Doctrine of St. Therese of Lisieux, gives a very nice summary of the little way in 3 points. First, we must fully recognize our spiritual poverty, our incapacity, and accept this condition. There is a bishop, Patrick Ahern, who's also an ardent devotee of Saint Therese, and he says, "The little way finds joy in the present moment, in being pleased to be the person you are, whoever you are. It is a school of self-acceptance, which goes beyond accepting who you are to wanting to be who you are. It is a way of coming to terms with life, not as it might be, but as it is." And so, this is very helpful. As I said, St. Therese's spirituality is very Marian, in that it has this characteristic, this fundamental characteristic of humility. And humility is simply when we know who we are before God and make no attempt to appear to be otherwise before men. And so when we look inside ourselves, God revealed to St. Catherine of Siena, "I am who am, and you are who is not." Basically, that's what the saints realize. So, again, we must fully recognize our spiritual poverty, our incapacity, and accept this condition. That's the first point. Secondly, we must have recourse to God with a blind and filial confidence in order that he may accomplish in us what we cannot do by our own powers. For God is our Father. He is love, infinitely merciful. So this childlike dependence on God and have that confidence. St. Therese teaches us to understand that God is not looking for people to punish. He's looking for people to love. And this was an important turning point in the consciousness of the Church, we could say, after the devastating effects of the Jansenist heresy, which focused so much on the justice of God as to cause people to forget about his great mercy. And St. Therese said, "How few there are willing to open their lives to that love of God which is merciful and transforming and makes us free." Thirdly, so that's the second point, have recourse to God with blind and filial confidence. And that's really the only way that we can know God's love is when we have that trust in him. He is our Father, he's good. And though we are weak and sinful, with his help, we can be made whole and holy. And thirdly, we must believe in love and apply ourselves to the practice of love. And love is really this fundamental point that Saint Therese realized was her own personal place in the church, her vocation. She struggled. She wanted to do and be everything. One of the things she really wanted was to be a martyr and a missionary. And of course, she was a cloistered nun in France. Very difficult for her to realize those desires, or impossible. But in trying to understand, well, what then exactly is her calling? She read in St. Paul, you know, the passage of there are many members, but one body, and God makes some evangelists, some apostles, some prophets, etc. And her reflection on that passage led her to this conclusion. I knew that the church had a heart, and that such a heart appeared to be aflame with love. I knew that one love drove the members of the church to action, that if this love were extinguished, the apostles would have proclaimed the gospel no longer. The martyrs would have shed their blood no more. I saw and realized that love sets off the bounds of all vocations, that love is everything, that this same love embraces every time and every place. In one word, that love is everlasting. And so when she realized that, and God made her understand that that was her real vocation, to be love, then she had found her place in the church. And so that's another key point of her little way. Another way of saying it is, you know, to do everything for the love of Jesus, whether in a cloister, sweeping the halls, preparing the meal, or in the mission fields and facing heretics and risking one's life for the truth and love. Whatever our place is in the world and whatever our condition and circumstances are, we can always love God in everything we do. And this is the little way of Saint Therese. So, brothers and sisters, let us seek to live this little way. It's a gift from God through Saint Therese and acknowledged by the church as a great path of sanctification and holiness that's accessible to everyone in our ordinary lives, whatever our place is. Holiness is within reach. If we have this knowledge of self, and the humility to recognize that in and of ourselves we're capable of nothing, but in Jesus all things are possible, and we have the childlike trust in God that despite our defects and faults and failures, God loves us still, and we turn to Him with great trust. And finally, that we strive to do what we can, whether it's grand or humble, with great love and for that pure intention of love of God and the salvation of souls. And then we can be missionaries and apostles and evangelists, even if we're, people in ordinary jobs in factories or in offices or friars in a chapel. Wherever we are, we can become great saints and be this love that will transform the world. May Saint Therese help us, especially in this month of October, which is a month dedicated to Mary and to her simple way of the rosary, this gift of great, powerful weapon. Let us ask Saint Therese to help us to enter into this little way if we're not already on it, and find that holiness that God wants for all of us. Praise be Jesus and Mary.